We are rushing headlong into God's kingdom. The war with Satan is over. He lost. With the advent of our Father's Christ, the kingdom of God is at hand. We are wasting our time and treasure when we spend our lives fighting the devil. Why continue to fight a defeated enemy? Spiritual warfare is not a war against evil. Rather, it is a war to conquer our hesitation, our reluctance to claim the victory that Christ won for us on the cross. Our sign of victory is the empty tomb and the coming of the Holy Spirit. We don't need weapons or strategies or a martial mindset to defeat Satan. Satan has lost. We are now fighting spiritual war against our own fears, against our own faint hearts. Do we gather or do we scatter? If we gather with Christ, we gather victories. If we scatter against him, we scatter his victory. So what is the problem with the notion of spiritual warfare when spiritual warfare is understood to be a fight against the forces of darkness? Well, there are a number of problems, but here's just two. First, we have to ask, why fight a defeated enemy? What aren't we doing while we prepare to fight a war we have already won? Focused on fighting Satan, we fail to expand our spiritual resources, expend our spiritual resources on the real problem, human disobedience. The failure to hear the word, to see the word, and to believe with heart, mind, body, and soul that no word or deed of any mere devil can stand against the word himself. In other words, we play anxiously with a distraction and give the devil hope. Second, fighting the defeated devil is an act of betrayal against Christ. How so? Well, let me ask you, what exactly do you think Christ accomplished on the cross? What exactly do you think the empty tomb testifies to? If the devil still has power in your life and you need to fight him, then the cross was always empty and the tomb is littered with some rascally rabbi's bones. Jesus clearly states to the doubters in the crowd, "If it is by the finger of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you." If you believe that Jesus drives out these demons with the Father's power, then you believe the kingdom has arrived and continues to manifest until Christ comes again. If you don't believe that Jesus drives out demons with heavenly power, then it must be the case that you believe he does so with the power of hell. Either we live in the Father's kingdom or the devil's dungeon. Unite the kingdom or divide it. Gather victory or scatter it. Our holy fathers, John Paul II and Benedict XVI, teach us that we have come into the paschal mystery of Christ in our baptism. Meaning what? Meaning, when we are baptized, we took the first step along the way to following behind our Lord in his public ministry, his suffering, death, and his resurrection, his final victory over death and the devil. In other words, following Christ means doing what Christ did, suffering what Christ suffered, dying as Christ died, and rising with him when he rose. Do you believe that Christ was ever subject to Satan? Or that he is subject to Satan now? Of course not. Death is dead. Sin is powerless. The war is over, and Christ is the victor. Simple question. If you don't believe this, what are you doing here?